Chase, you weren't here, but we did get a call from the other person who watches Lost, and they said that the guy who used to be on Lost did a really good job on Hawaii Five-0 last night.
Okay, good.
So, but the most important thing is we need to play the new theme song.
Ah.
Yeah.
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 That's Alex McLaughlin. Is that O'Laughlin? Is that his name, or is it Scott Can, or is it Daniel Day Kim? Who's the guy from Lost?
Oh, Daniel Day Kim.
Okay.
Yeah, he played Yong. I forgot
whatever.
Who he played on Lost, but anyway.
Yeah. So anyway, here we go. Yeah. It's
yeah,
lame.
But did they have those the stop motion of the hula girls?
Nah, they didn't. And I talked.
Shaking their moneymakers back and forth.
A little bit of it, and he said, you know, like they start off in the first minute and a half, and McGarrett's father gets kidnapped or something, and up comes a helicopter with the gunship, helicopter gunship that, of course, blows away the kidnappers or whatever. And, you know, the discussion is, I know, Tom, you've been to Hawaii, I've been to Hawaii. You know, the helicopter gunships are always in the air there. It's always easy to find. Know this, that if they're blowing something up in the first 2 minutes of the show, they basically are trying to keep you there because the storyline is probably going to be very, very thin. And
yeah.
I don't know. I didn't
well, you know, and I was wondering, surely they're going to have.
Don't call me Shirley.
And I believe he's still alive, is he not? James MacArthur's still with us, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Surely they're going to have him do a cameo or a guest spot.
He didn't hear you, did he?
At some point. He just kept going.
Stop calling me Shirley.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, like that's a new joke.
What they're going to do is they'll probably make him like.
Oh, you want
the
new jokes? Yeah, wrong show, pal.
He'll make. Yeah, you want new stuff.
Yeah, new material.
Yeah.
Go to Vegas.
I think they probably will make him like the former head of the, you know, the state police or something, probably. In Hawaii,
well, I don't mean a regular, but surely they'll have him as a guest spot, wouldn't you think? I mean.
Stop calling me Shirley.
Okay, there I go.
We'll keep going.
Certainly, they'll have him as a.
One would
as a,
hope.
You would think so.
All right. Anyway,
he may not be interested.
Maybe he's not.
Guys, I noticed there's a buoyancy to the show that we haven't had in a while, but just some
buoyancy.
Oh, my God. Well, it's Tuesday.
Have I put some weight back on?
No, here you go. A new report from the National Bureau of Economic Research, they announced yesterday that the recession that began in December of 2007 is over. The recession, matter of fact, the recession ended in June of 2009.
Funny, I didn't.
We didn't know. That's what's so great is they're letting us know now.
I didn't get invited to the party.
No. An 18-month decline that was the longest since the Second World War. And if it ended in 2009, then that means that anything that we've had now is something different. So this apparently cannot be George Bush's. This has got to be somebody else, doesn't it?
I would think so. Who would that be, Scott?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't. I mean, we have another president, but I don't think he's gonna take that. I mean, you think so? I don't think he's gonna take credit for that.
Not bloody likely.
Probably not. All right. It's 8:15, and it's time to talk wiener dog races.
Wiener dog races.
Man, it's right around the corner, and Ashley's here this morning from the animal shelter.
It is. It will be here before we know it.
Yeah, matter of fact,
that's kind of scary.
You need to get your forms, I guess, online.
Yeah, you can get your forms online or at the animal shelter if you're going to enter your pet in any of the events. So we have a 5K in the first thing in the morning and then a costume contest and, of course, the signature wiener dog races. We also, for the second year, have our wannabe a wiener races.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have a dog that's 35 pounds or under so that he fits in the start box, he can be a wannabe a wiener for the day and participate in the races. But the deadline for the early registration is the 25th, which is this week. You can register all the way up to the morning of the event, but the early registration ends on the 25th. If you want to be a sponsor of the event and have your name on the T-shirt, which if you saw last year's, the same artist is designing those again for us, so they're going to be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that deadline is also the 25th to make sure that your individual or business gets on the T-shirt as a sponsor. So just be aware of those deadlines. All of those forms are on our website, BrazosAnimalShelter.org, and you just hit the Wienerfest tab, and it has all that information right there for you. You can fill those forms out and either mail them, drop them by in person, or fax them to the animal shelter. so that we have all of your information.
How about vendors now? Is that deadline passed? Or
vendors, no. The vendor deadline has not passed. So if you're a business in town or even a business from out of town and you'd like to have a vendor booth, I know last year we had like 46 vendor booths, everything from arts and crafts, pet supplies, lots of really good food vendors.
Oh, so, yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
Which is really
absolutely
important.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
if you bring the family out and come stay the day with us. Having food accessible is very important. And we had some really great food vendors last year. So if you're wanting to be a vendor out at Wienerfest, again, that information is on the website as well. And the contact for Judy Leonis, who's a board member and the chair of Wienerfest, her contact information is on there. If you have any real specific questions, you can contact her directly. So we're really excited. We have a couple of other events coming up between now and then. Actually, this Friday and Saturday both will be at Arctic Wolf. The Aggies start their hockey season.
Oh, okay.
And we did this last year, and it was a lot of fun. It's not necessarily an adoption event for us. It's just a chance for us to be somewhere in the community, get some information out. We will have Wienerfest information with us, so you can find us out at Arctic Wolf both Friday evening and Saturday evening during the Aggie hockey game. So I'm excited about that. And then the next weekend, which is October 2nd, we always participate in the St. Francis Fest, which is at St. Francis of Assisi Church.
Mm-hmm.
We always participate in that. We will have a mobile adoption there, as well as a rabies vaccination and microchip clinic. So if you need to get your pet vaccinated or just get them a microchip, you can come out there to St. Francis Church on October 2nd. Again, more information about both of those events on our website as well, or just call the shelter or come by 2207 Finfeather.
All right. Thanks
All
a
right,
lot.
Thank you.
Ashley is executive director of the Animal Shelter here on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is celebrating the football season with a fall wood blowout. I'm Chuck Morrow, inviting you to come to our store at Old Welburn Road and Rock Prairie and ask for hardwood starting as low as $1.99 a square foot.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. Get ready for your weekend guests by visiting our staff about your flooring needs for your home or your business. And don't forget, the Aggieland Lighting Center is right next door.
At Carpet Outlet, you won't find a better selection, and you can't find a better price.
And that's a promise.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 Best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible, and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
It's 820 News Talk 1620 WTAW, and hey, very tired, I'm going to figure. Dean is here this morning from the chamber. How are you?
I'm making it.
Okay, it's been a full 48 hours, huh?
It has been. It's actually been a pretty full week.
Because yeah.
We started or ended last week with the Leadership Brazos Retreat as well. So not only did we do Leadership Brazos, we did Lobster Fest, we did golf. So I tell you what, we're dragging just a little bit around here.
But this is the big fundraiser for the chamber.
That's
so,
right. Yeah. That's right. It helps us with our education and leadership programs and things like that. So we'll put the money to great use. And I want to thank everybody that came out and supported both of those events. And they went wonderful, and attendance was great and all that good stuff. But, you know, there's still stuff in the future.
That's
right. So
we've
got to keep talking about things coming up.
Okay.
So we'll start talking about a deluxe ribbon cutting that we've got coming up on Thursday, September 23rd. That's this Thursday, out at the Villas at Traditions. If you'll remember, we had them on our schedule earlier, but because it rained, we rescheduled this one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on out on Thursday and come see what they have to offer out there. And then our next deluxe ribbon cutting will be next a week from Thursday, on the 30th, out at Carney's Pub and Grill. I expect a pretty big contingency out there for that one, for sure. And then our business after hours for October is at Chrome, a salon experience. It's a little later in the month, so don't show up a little early, or do show up early and get a haircut or something. But on October 28th, we'll be out at Chrome at 5:30 to 7. I guess I should say that our first... The Deluxe Ribbon Cutting in October is October 6th at FedStar Credit Union, and it's just the Deluxe Ribbon Cutting time right now. So thanks to all those that are booking those, and thanks to all those that are coming out and supporting these businesses. Our Inner Circle Spotlight this week is on Texas A&M University Procurement Services. We really thank them because they're our Inner Circle, Community Impact Lunch Award banquet sponsors.
Right.
So thanks to them. And just a regular ribbon cutting this Friday at Ross Salon. It's at 11:30, and that's located in College Station off of Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
So there you are. True to your word, there's plenty that is on the road, even though you finished up probably your busiest weekend just passed. So
that's right.
Catch your breath and hit the ground running, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dina.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye. Visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well on WTAW.